firearms meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and we'll get to David in just a moment or two. I mean, it's really very interesting article this morning by Gary North, who I have the greatest respect for. I think he's an excellent commentator. And he's pointing out that in the coming year, 2010, Social Security will be bankrupt. In other words, the more will be going out that's coming in. They're going to have to go to the trust fund, for additional funding. The money's been put aside there. When more money was coming in than was going out, the only trouble is why there's no money in the trust fund. Our leaders have spent it just like Bernie Madoff did. He had lots of money, but he lived high, spent other people's money, and then when the day came when, of course, there wasn't enough money coming in, why, of course, poor old Bernie had to admit it was all a Ponzi scheme. Well, so Social Security. Medicare has been a Ponzi since it was originated, but 2 years ago. Why we started putting out more money for Medicare than is coming in. Nobody's going to tell you the truth except, well, President Obama alluded to it when he said, there's no way to get federal spending under control unless I can control Medicare spending, which is absolutely true. That's why they got to get control of Medicare, and then they've got to start letting the people die because it's just too expensive to take care of them. They understand that, but I mean, how can hypocrites and politicians actually admit to the American people they've lied to them all this time? There is no Santa Claus. Ponzi schemes don't work, whether they're run by Ponzi, whether they're run by Bernie Madoff, whether they're run by Congress. So Social Security Ponzi scheme ends next year in 2010, according to Barry North and Gary North. He's been over the budget, and it's pretty clear that Social Security runs out of money. Why with 20% real unemployment, there's not enough people paying into this Ponzi scheme to keep funding the people who are getting money from the Ponzi scheme? And I'm retired. I'm one of those people getting money from Social Security, and I'm making preparations for it. It's just not coming in. And if you have Social Security, you better start doing the same thing. And the same thing is true as far as Medicare is concerned. I mean, that is already gone. They're going one way or another to start laying plans to let the elderly die. Well, with that as a background, of course, let's get to what the solution to the problem is. That's a return to the Constitution. The Constitution, had we adhered to it, would have outlawed or does outlaw both Social Security and Medicare. It is not the function, according to the Constitution, of the federal government to provide for the health and the education and the welfare of the public. That is a matter of the states and the local communities, not the central government, because of the Ponzi scheme as they have. If we got back to the Constitution, why, we could preserve our freedom. But you see, they don't want you to understand what this is about, and they're going to lie to you, and they control the media, and the media is not going to tell you that Medicare has been out of money for 2 years, is underwater, or that Social Security goes under in the year 2010, according to the government statistics. They're going to tell you why things are great. Just trust us. We'll take care of you. Government is here to provide for you, because we care. And they really don't care. They're looking after themselves, and they have special Medicare for themselves, a special medical program. They have special pension funds for the elite. But, of course, for us common people, why, we're going to have to, well, those who are allowed to live, because they really believe in population control, those who are allowed to live will have to be prepared for a long, dark winter. Hi, Pastor Whitney, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be with you. You're a great American hero, getting the word out and working to restore the Republic and forming millions of people, I pray. And you're absolutely right. If the Constitution was followed, we'd never be in the mess that we're in today. In fact, we'd be still one of the most prosperous nations in the world, with a degree of freedom envied by the rest of the world today. That is not true, and it's not true because the structures established by our founders have been undermined and destroyed in many ways, but they can be restored. And that's where the message of hope is. The Constitution will still work if we return to it, if we force those who have hold office or who we vote to take office, if we force them to abide by the terms of the contract that we have formed with them. You see, we're the ones that created our Constitution. That's why the first phrase is, we the people. We designed this form of government, and we call upon every person who takes any office in our federal government as well as state government to take an oath. That is a solemn vow they make before Almighty God, which endangers their immortal soul if they violate that vow. But they've taken this vow to defend and protect the Constitution. And when they do the opposite, we need to be not only aware that they've done it, we need to take action to get rid of them, throw them out of office. And we not only do that, of course, at the ballot box, which for the president is every 4 years, we have the opportunity, with Congress every 2 years, with senators every 6 years, but there's another check that our founders built in, because you see, our founders understood what God's word says about humankind is true. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. That there's no human being that is not deeply affected by sin. The heart of mankind is depraved and wicked. There's none good, God's word says, no, not one. And so even the best of human beings, even the redeemed, even those who are Christians and growing in their faith in Jesus Christ, even they are not to be trusted with unlimited power. You never do that, because if you do that, you will experience tyranny, you will experience the destruction of our constitutional republic, and you'll experience the loss of your rights. Not that the rights no longer exist. God gives those rights to you, but you'll experience the violation by the very government instituted to protect and defend your God-given rights. Is going to be the government that violates those same God-given rights.
So, David, just hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I just stand back here. I guess this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, you pick up the story there, David.
Well, last time we were talking about Article 2 of our Constitution, which is the executive branch, and we were just talking about the various means we as people, citizens, we go to the ballot box and vote people out who are not following the Constitution. But there's another duty, a check that was built into the system, a check of the legislative branch against the executive branch and actually also against the judicial branch. But let's talk about the check the legislative branch has against a president in the executive branch who is violating the Constitution. And I dare say you don't have to look very far into either the first week after Obama took his oath. In that first week, he was violating the Constitution one way and another, and the list goes on and on and on and on of violations of the Constitution, bills that he signed that are unconstitutional, actions that he taken, continuing an unconstitutional war, and on the list goes of unconstitutional actions, not to mention that he's probably not constitutionally qualified to even hold office. But all of that beside, what this means is the legislative branch, they have a check against a president who's violating the Constitution, and that check is impeachment. It applies to president as well as vice president. It actually applies to the justices of the Supreme Court and all the judges of the federal court. But let's talk specifically about the Article 2, Section 4, which speaks about impeachment of the president or of the vice president. The grounds for impeachment are threefold. Treason, that is, if someone has betrayed our country in a great sense, and actually, if I understand, the president's gone to Copenhagen here to betray our country, basically to give up our sovereignty with this idiotic global warming lie that we all know now is a flat-out lie, and as it's really, its only purpose is an excuse to destroy our sovereignty and meld us into the one world order. So that's treason right there. But so the grounds of treason, the grounds of bribery, if the president has received money to do certain things and has responded in the way the bribe is intended, if he's received a bribe, even no matter what he's done, then he also is liable for impeachment. And the final one is other high crimes and misdemeanors. There's two categories there. Misdemeanor, as you may be well aware, is anything that legally qualifies as a crime. In other words, it doesn't have to be a felony. Felony is a higher crime, but a misdemeanor is the lower category of crimes that if the president has committed one, then he indeed is eligible for impeachment. So the question might come to us then is, what's this other category, high crimes? And of course, we remember during the impeachment of Bill Clinton, there was a great hue and cry about, oh, you know, the president, he can't be impeached for having sex with a woman in the Oval Office, that's not a high crime, and so on and so forth. All this kind of discussion. Well, our founders knew that if you don't have righteous men in office, if you have wicked men of any kind in office, those men are going to abuse their power, and maybe they'll abuse it in ways that you never see. But if you can see ways that they are doing that, then those ways amount to high crimes, and it doesn't have to come to the point where you say, well, everybody's got to, you know, agree to this. It was interesting to see what the debate took place. I mean, Clinton was being tried for, you know, his sex crimes. Well, that was the least of the things that he had done. He'd certainly betrayed our country. He'd certainly engaged in treason, selling our nuclear secrets and military secrets to the Chinese in order for campaign cash contributions. Oh, I mean, the list of things that Clinton did, they, as governor in Arkansas as well as president, there is no doubt in my mind there's a dozen other reasons that he should have been impeached other than the ones that they brought forward. But the attitude of the prosecutors in that case, and the attitude Ken Starr and the others, was that, well, these are the only ones that we can lay at his feet. What they misunderstand is that the trust that we've granted to the president in his position, the trust that it causes him to oversee the entire executive branch, and the oath that he takes, and that's the important thing. We need to remember the oath he's taken is to defend and protect the Constitution. And essentially, he is responsible for everything that happens in the executive branch of government. Even if he doesn't himself engage in the actions, he, nonetheless, is responsible for everything that happens under his watch, under his guidance as the head of the executive branch. And so if another part of the executive branch is violating the Constitution, he is responsible to stop that violation and to punish those violators, to put them out of their position of power if they don't repent and turn around and do the right thing. So you could look at another standard would say, look at the executive branch of our government, which includes the Treasury and all these multiple agencies now of, you know, BATF. And there's so many alphabet soup list of agencies of the federal government that really are under the executive branch. And any of those agencies that is violating the Constitution, it is his responsibility to stop them dead in his tracks. So even if the president himself did nothing wrong himself, the standard our founders held the president to is he's responsible for everything that happens under him, and he's responsible to stop unconstitutional actions. I'll just take the example of the IRS. How in the world do we have a system where you are guilty until proven innocent, as we do in the IRS system? The IRS system, they just have to suspect and charge that you've done something wrong, and they can come take your property, take your house, garnish your bank, or your wages. You know, all of these things are absolutely unconstitutional. They're a violation of the very essence of law and law, the law system our founders engaged in and created. A law system in which you are innocent until proven guilty and you have your Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, and Eighth Amendment rights protected. That's the whole purpose. The federal government's going to protect your rights. And they don't. They do the exact opposite. And so the list of agencies that ought to be abolished by the president include the Department of Education. There is no warrant anywhere in the Constitution for one penny to be spent on education by the federal government. So the president, even if he did everything perfectly, and by the way, we could look back, therefore, at the past 50 years of presidents, and we could see not one of them, in my estimation, did this. That is, every department under their oversight of the executive branch followed the Constitution and obeyed the law. They didn't, and therefore all of those presidents should be impeached. They should have been impeached. But we do not have a Congress who is willing to do that, and part of the reason is we do not have people who understand the Constitution, and therefore people who demand of their congressmen, demand of their senators that they abide by their duty. Because while it's the duty of the president to see that everything under his watch, under his executive leadership, everything in the executive branch is following the Constitution. If he fails, then it is the duty of the legislative branch to be the watchdog over the executive branch and to see if the executive branch in any way, shape, or form is violating the Constitution. They take immediate action, either impeaching the individuals in the executive branch or impeaching the president for refusing to deal with unconstitutional behavior and activity on the part of the executive branch of government. And I think in America today, we ought to be talking to anyone running for Congress here in 2010. The next race as well is less than 12 months away. Now it's 11 months away. We ought to talk to every single person running for Congress and ask them this one question. They may be incumbents, so they may already be in Washington, D.C. They may be running to replace the incumbent. We ought to ask them, when you go to Washington, D.C., who are you going to impeach? Where is the list of people that you have already identified that are violating the law? You know the Constitution well enough that you know the violations of the Constitution. You can identify those violations of the Constitution because your primary duty there in Washington, D.C. is not to make new laws, to make more problems for us, to tax us more heavily than we're already taxed. Your duty is to go there and stop the unconstitutional abuses both in the legislative and the executive and the judicial branch of government. Are you going to go to Washington, D.C. and impeach somebody? Who are the people that you are going to impeach? What's the standard you're going to use to impeach them by? And I dare say that most congressmen that you talk to who are in office or those who will be running for office have no idea what you would even be talking about. They say, what? Impeach somebody? What are you talking? Are you crazy? We can't impeach people. They have the wrong standard in their mind, and we need to basically get rid of people who will not go to Washington, D.C. with the intent and purpose of actually impeaching people currently violating the Constitution. We can see half the Supreme Court should be impeached. Supreme Court justices that look to foreign international law as the standard by which to change our law, these are people that should be impeached. They violated their oath of office. They are enemies of our constitutional republic, domestic enemies of our constitutional republic, and we should fight against them. We should impeach them. This is a powerful, powerful thing given to the legislative branch to be certain that the other two branches of government would not violate the Constitution. Now, how does the impeachment procedure work? The impeachment procedure expressed there in Article 2, Section 4 of our Constitution. First of all, the House is the body that draws up the articles of impeachment, the charges basically against the person being impeached. And the House votes to impeach. They actually give a list that they are here's the items that this person has violated the Constitution, and these are the items of impeachment. Well, it's called the articles of impeachment. The House votes to impeach, and actually when they vote, that person has been impeached, even if they have not yet been removed from office. And we see this in the illustration there with Clinton. He was impeached, and many people don't understand that because he was not removed from office. They think, well, I guess he wasn't impeached then. He wasn't removed from office. Yes, he was, because the impeachment is the articles the House draws up and the House votes on to impeach that individual. Now, the trial, actually, of what those charges are, in other words, the House, in a sense you could say the House functions, if you were to talk about in courtroom parlance, the House functions as the prosecuting attorney. Here's the charges we bring against the accused individual brought into court. Then the Senate functions really as the courtroom. The Senate holds a trial based upon these charges against the individual. So the Senate holds a trial, and the Senate, if they vote on any one of those articles of impeachment, with Clinton there was a couple articles of impeachment, Article 1, and Article 2 that were brought against William Jefferson Clinton in 1998. And then the Senate would deal with each one of those and vote on each one of those articles. It only takes one article of impeachment to actually remove them from office if two-thirds of the Senate votes to remove them from office. And by the way, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presides over this trial that takes place in the Senate. So the House votes to impeach. They draw up a list of articles of impeachment, the charges against that individual, and then the Senate votes to actually remove them from office. Two-thirds of the senators voting to remove them, and that person is removed. Now, against presidents of our country, only two times in the history of 200-plus years, only two presidents have been attempted to be removed from office, have been impeached. It's like, wait a minute. In 200 years' time, was there not more presidents that should have been impeached? Oh, the list is long. Dr. Stan FDR should have been impeached in his first term. And anyway, Woodrow Wilson should have been impeached for proposing the League of Nations, and on the list goes. But only two times in our history have the Congress had the guts to actually move forward with articles of impeachment. One was Andrew Johnson, 1868. This was during the Reconstruction era, a time of great unconstitutional wickedness. And anyway, he was impeached, and the trial went to the Senate. but the Senate fell short of one vote, just one vote, of actually removing him. The vote was 35-19 back in that day, and so Andrew Johnson was impeached, but he was not actually removed from office.
One of the things that's really been missed with the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton was the Masonic factor. I mean, Sidney Clinton has a long Masonic background, never necessarily a member of the Masons, but a member of the Demolays, which is the youth arm of that. And so it was that when, you know, the members of the House of Representatives took the articles of impeachment to the Senate, who was the in charge of the Senate at that time? Why, Trent Lott, a 33rd degree Mason, and the Republicans were Masons at that time, joined the Democrats, you know, in saying we're not going to impeach William Jefferson Clinton. The members of the House asked for about 2 months. It would take 2 months, and Trent Lott said, I'll give you 3 days. And, of course, all the Masons rallied behind William Jefferson Clinton. You could not have a free society when you have secret societies, or you can't have running our government. And believe me, they have their agents planted at every level of government today. That was never once mentioned. And the fact that Trent Lott, a 33rd degree Mason, set out to block any efforts to impeach William Jefferson Clinton. We need a free society. We'll be right back.
Avery Enterprises reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the road. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Avery Enterprises. Learn more. Visit AveryEnterprises.net. That's AveryEnterprises.net. When it's too technical for a tech writer to do, contact Avery Enterprises, your home for highly technical writing. They thank you for driving responsibly. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday, and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive for complete auto repair and towing. Call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in Northland. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And before we go on, David, I want you to get your web page out, your telephone number, because, of course, the Institute of the Constitution has courses. on how the Constitution works, what you need to know about it. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the most encouraging things that's happening is that all across America, people are attending these classes, they're learning about the Constitution. I mean, many classes will spawn two or three more classes, and this thing is growing like mushroom, but you're not hearing about it. Because the last thing the people who control our government want, and I'm talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who control the media, they control the banking system, they control most of the great corporations and the government and the wealth of our nation. The last thing this fascist movement wants is for people to know that there really is increasing resistance to their subversive activities to betray our nation and merge us into a world government. And this movement is growing, isn't it, David?
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan. This past weekend, I graduated a class out in Springfield, Ohio. A great time together. Just so encouraging to be with people who are just, they understand these issues now, and they're getting it. And it was 120 people that were in those, actually two classes combined together for that graduation. And the encouraging thing is that it's spawning new classes. In other words, the people, and we tell this when people graduate, you are now equipped to teach this material using the host kit, so that, you know, the lectures by constitutional law professor John Eismo and David Bart and so forth. So, but you can do this, and people are taking up. We see three classes spawning out of that, one class there in the Springfield area, and one of those classes already has 100 people, and they've got the wonderful problem of having to find a large enough room to have that group of 100 people. And the sad thing to me is a lot of the churches don't want to host these classes. It's like, oh, no, we don't want to get political. It's like, what? That they fail to realize it's their duty to train their citizens to be Christian citizens, and that's what our host kit does. So we're encouraged other classes around the country, the same thing is happening. One class holds a group meeting for 12 weeks, and then the result of the graduation of that class is 3, 4, 5 other classes form around the same area, and people are upset. The Tea Parties have stirred people up. People are responding in droves. They are hungry for this material. I was talking to a constitutional law professor, John Eismo, this morning. He says everywhere he speaks around the country, people are hungry for more. They're saying, this is what we need. We know our problem is we've lost our Constitution. The people in Washington are violating it. We need to learn the Constitution. And that, Dr. Stan, that's what we tell the people. That's the first thing to do. You've got to educate yourself, educate your family, your circle of friends, your church, your neighbors. You've got to do that and then take action. Otherwise, you might launch into action, and the action might be actually further destructive of our constitutional republic rather than helping to restore it. So we encourage people to call us here at Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number to call and order your host kit is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution, so you can call and order your host kit. That toll-free number again is 1-866-730-9796. And we encourage people also to go to our website. Our website at Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That website again for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. And there you can find many of those materials. You can order the host kit directly on the web if you choose to do that. And you can find many valuable other resources in our store to purchase to help you understand the Constitution. And there's one thing I would particularly direct you to on our website that will help you in the coming election cycle, because you need to be asking your elected representative or anyone who is running for office, you need to ask them very specific questions. We have a list of those questions under the title, Is Your Elected Representative Competent? If you went to the little search box that's up in the right-hand corner of our website, that little search box, just type in Elected Representative Competent? And it'll take you directly to that article. The article has a good list of questions that we all should be asking anyone running for office, even if it's not federal office they're running for. If they're running for state office, questions like, what is the purpose of government? And, of course, for you to know the answers to each of those questions, you get those answers if you take our course, the Institute on the Constitution course. And so we encourage you to get that either by calling us at 888-730-9796 or going to our website at iotconline.com. We're encouraged. I mean, as bad as it is, as wicked as the Obama administration is, the best thing they are doing is they're raising an army of opposition all over the country that realize this is wrong. This is not something we can tolerate. This is not something we can lay down and let it happen to us and our children and our grandchildren and succeeding generations beyond that. We cannot lose liberty. We cannot lose freedom in our day. And so we need to stand up and resist. But we cannot do that until we are equipped with a knowledge, a working knowledge of our Constitution, a working knowledge of the Declaration of Independence, as well as the Bill of Rights. And so I encourage every listener to do this, because this is a specific, doable project that every listener can engage in order to restore the Republic. And we need millions of Americans that know this and are ready to act when it comes to voting. They're ready to act when it comes to serving on a jury. And I talked with the group that graduated there in Springfield about the duties of a juror to know the Constitution and apply the Constitution in evaluating whether a law is truly a legitimate law, whether it's constitutional or not. It's the first job a juror has, to judge the law, and then, of course, judge the facts in a particular case before them. So anyway, we're encouraged, Dr. Stan, because we see an enormous response, more than ever, of people all over the country waking up and recognizing our Constitution has been trashed by these people, which means they are law breakers. And as law breakers, they need to be dealt with. Impeachment is the primary way we deal with the executive branch and the judicial branch if they break the law. And in fact, early on in our country, Thomas Jefferson began to recognize that people in Congress were unwilling to act on their duty to impeach lawbreakers. He said in 1821, the federal judiciary, so he wasn't talking about the executive branch, he was talking about the judiciary branch. He said, the federal judiciary is an irresponsible body, for impeachment is scarcely a scarecrow, working like gravity by night and by day, gaining a little today and a little tomorrow, and advancing its noiseless step like a thief over the field of jurisdiction, until all shall be usurped from the states, and the government of all be consolidated into one. That's in Washington, D.C. When all government, in little as in great things, shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided of one government on another, and will become as venial and oppressive as the government from which we separated. So he saw very early, 1821, he saw that because the legislative branch was falling down on their duty to impeach judges, impeach presidents, impeach people in the executive branch who were violating the Constitution, because they were failing to do that, we were in danger of losing our liberty and being forced back under a despotic tyranny just as bad as the one that we had separated from King George III. So it's amazing to see that even that early, 1821, wise people saw that without impeachment being acted upon, our liberties were in danger.
And so we need our people to learn the Constitution and demand that our leaders obey the law of our land. We've got too many subversives in Washington, D.C. today.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC, working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located, 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Hi, is Pastor David Whitney, and this will be the last segment of our program. So, David, we've got about 6 minutes for you to wrap up the story of why it's so important people get back to our Constitution, because without that Constitution, all hope for the preservation of freedom will simply become a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stanton, we need people, as I said, we need to urge anyone in Congress or running for Congress, they have to have a list of impeaching, a list of impeachment people they intend to file for impeachment for if they are going to Washington, D.C., because that's one of the powerful tools available in the toolbox to prevent the continuing erosion of our God-given rights and the violation of our Constitution. Well, as we mentioned earlier, William Jefferson Clinton was impeached by the House, but his trial in the Senate acquitted him. That was February 12, 1999. Article 1, the vote was 45-55, and Article 2 was 50-50. And as you mentioned, it was his friends and the Brotherhood of Darkness, essentially, here that spared him from being removed from office. And therefore, those friends who voted that way, they should have been voted out of office by the voters. The voters in their districts or in their states as senators should have said, you don't get away with doing that. You don't get away with changing the standard and not removing somebody from office who violated the Constitution. So that should have been done, but it was not by the voters. And then in 1974, Richard Nixon resigned as the House was actually preparing articles of impeachment. They had not yet voted. So technically, Richard Nixon was not impeached, although they were preparing articles of impeachment at the time that he chose to resign to avoid that kind of embarrassing trial and so on. 11 other times, the impeachment process only, and I should emphasize that, only 11 other times in the 200-plus years of the history of our constitutional republic, only 11 times have federal officials been impeached. That's a travesty. There are so many people that should have been impeached over time, and right now so many in Washington that should be impeached. In fact, if we were to impeach everybody that should be impeached in Washington, D.C., it could effectively shut down the federal government, and that would be, I think, a great blessing for most of us as Americans. To have Washington, D.C. do nothing would be better than to have them do the egregious things they are currently doing. 9 times judges have been impeached, 1 senator, 1 cabinet official, and the Senate acquitted all but 4 of those 11, and the 4 that they did remove from office were all judges. The senator in this particular history was acquitted because the Senate ruled, and I think they were accurate in saying this, the Senate ruled that Congress really lacked jurisdiction to impeach a senator. The proper remedy was to use their own discipline process and expel that senator from his office, and that's Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2, which deals with the power that Congress has to discipline its own members. And so while impeachment is how any other branch of the federal government is to be dealt with, removal and expulsion from office is how in the legislative branch that is to be dealt with. And this essential check upon executive power and upon judicial power is something that promotes stability. And actually, you know, you might say, David, if people do what you're saying and do and they impeach all these people in Washington, D.C., won't that bring a disaster? No. It will promote stability because it will provide an orderly means of removing officials without bloodshed. See, what most people forget is in the history of the world, anytime there's egregious violations of the law, when tyrants reign, what usually happens is the end of that tyranny comes with terrible bloodshed. And our founders, recognizing that, said, no, there should be a painless, without bloodshed, removal from office of wicked men who violate the supreme law of the land. We should be able to do that without having battles in the streets, and that is indeed what the structure of impeachment is designed to prevent. Because if it goes to a point where there is no way to defend your God-given rights except yourself taking up arms against the wicked ones, then there will be bloodshed. And so there should be a way in which the check, far in advance of that bloodshed, takes place, and that is impeaching the officials and individuals who are violating the law. And if we don't do this, and if we don't have impeachment taking place, then we can expect the other thing that our founders feared and sought to avoid. We, the citizens, have to understand the structure. We have to understand our founders' idea that clearly spelled out that all men are sinners, all men have fallen, even the best of human beings. Even the best of human beings is not to be trusted with unlimited power. There must be checks against them that can prevent them from tyrannically doing evil to the rest of us citizens in the land. And that's exactly what is not taking place today. And it's not taking place, in a sense, we should blame Congress. Yes, Congress is at fault. They've fallen down on their job. And yet, who's going to hold Congress's feet to the fire? Who's going to hold the senator's feet to the fire and say, you either obey the law and do your duty to impeach lawbreakers, or you're going to be removed from office? It has to be the citizens. We, the citizens, in a sense, we have to form the, I guess you might say, the constitutional police force that will keep our federal government in check. But we cannot do that unless we know what our job is. And that means we need to know ourselves what the Constitution says, what it meant in the words that they penned, what the text of the Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights actually meant. And so that's why we encourage everyone to be involved in this great work of restoring our republic. Get a host kit. Go ahead and gather a class. This is an excellent time to get a host kit. Maybe you can ask for one for Christmas as a Christmas gift and organize a class. We're talking with a number of people around the country that are organizing classes beginning in January. People will respond more than any other time in the history of our organization, Institute on the Constitution, more than any other time at all. People are now waking up, and people are eager for this information. So if you get a host kit, you're going to find a ready audience, like the gal I was talking with there in Springfield, Ohio, who's trying to find a place because she's got 100 people eager to take this course. And she's struggling to find a place where she can gather 100 people together and actually have a little more room that if more than 100 people show up. So you can be encouraged that there's people who are hungry for understanding what our Constitution actually says, because essentially people are waking up that we have lawbreakers in Washington, D.C., and those lawbreakers are no longer just tinkering with things on the edge that are of little significance. Instead, they're putting together death panels to determine who lives and who dies. And
let me just point out that when our friend Michael Shaw went up to Spokane, I know you've spoken there as well,
yeah.
They had this about 2 weeks ago, 1,500 people came out to hear him concerned about what's happening in their community. And this sort of thing is happening all across America. And the last thing they want is for the American people to know that the slumbering giant is beginning to awaken. Well, David's on the front lines. You can be too. Get in touch with the issue of the Constitution. Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Many people may be hurting this holiday season. To help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's, not just Giro's, at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment.
tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our interviews with Pastor David Whitney, and I hope many of you out there will take it upon yourself to get a kit and start teaching the Constitution. Well, this is the probably this week and maybe next week will be the last times we'll be making the offer for my book. I think we're getting very, very close. We should have, we need 50 people. A couple of new things have come up. We need probably 53 or 54 people to finance the whole issue, but we're going to print up 10,000 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you'd like to get 60 copies of my book for $2.50 each, regularly $12.95, but you can get the pre-publication offer of 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95 plus shipping. Give us a call, because this book will touch people's lives. It will tell them the secret that's been suppressed for such a long period of time. It will help to get it back in print. It will help me and Sydney, but it will help you change people's lives. You get them to read the book, and I've had people call and tell me or write and tell me that this book has brought them closer to the Lord. So you have to understand the things we talk about are not imaginary. They are real. We're going to lose America unless the people understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. So if you'd like to help the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're in a position, get a case of books and distribute them. I don't care how you distribute them. Sell them, give them away, lend them. But utilize this book to educate others. And again, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get a case of the books for $149.95. And we're hoping to have the requirements filled either this week or next week. I'm number 1-800-544-8927. Well, the good news is the N1 epidemic is over. The declining incidence of cases, and most people either have the disease or are immune to the disease, or they're not going to get the disease. But the government's going to continue their effort to vaccinate everybody to do the maximum danger so that they can give six-month-old children 4 mercury shots, 2 of the H1N1 and 2 of the seasonal flu vaccine shots. Why would they do that when they know that mercury predisposes to autism and allergy and autistic spectrum disorders? Because they want to harm our children. They know exactly what they're doing. We're offering the Southwood Report, if you haven't, pardon me, the Simpsonwood Report. It's available from Radio Liberty. It's the suppressed CDC report. They've marked it top secret. And here they're discussing how are we going to conceal the truth in American people. This was in the year 2000. We have Congressman Burton's report to Congress. All of these things totally suppressed by the media. We have a great 4-tape set on certainly the H1N1 virus. We have a 4-tape set on vaccine update. These are actually CD sets. Vaccine update 2009. Understand they are poisoning our people with the vaccines. They know what they're doing, but they do not want us to know. My number, 1-800-544-8927. Get the information. Help us to get it out while we still can. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want